The following is a Northern State Podcasting production.
But what do we have left once we abandon the lie? Chaos. A gaping pit waiting to swallow us all.
Chaos isn't a pit. Chaos is a ladder.
Little Finger said, chaos is a ladder. One thing I can guarantee about this podcast is it's going to be chaotic as well. So this is a podcast in honor of the last season of Game of Thrones. So there will be 8 episodes total. 6 will be post Game of Thrones episodes, reactions and predictions for the next episode, stuff like that. 1 will be the preseason. So figuring out, going over where everyone's at, what will happen, what we want to happen. But this first episode of Chaos is a Ladder was born out of a challenge made by Blair Bunky on the Fairweather Friends podcast, where he said he could take us all on book trivia. So this is actually a Song of Ice and Fire episode. We're going to do a Song of Ice and Fire book trivia challenge. And we have quite a few people here for this one. So I will introduce everyone one at a time here. Hopefully 2 of the people will make it back over here by the time I get to them. But with us, I'm Vague, didn't mention that, from the Fairweather Friends podcast, the one talking. With us via Skype, Ryan is here with us.
Hello.
You can say hi or something.
I'm annoyed because I was under the impression this was going to be show trivia. I didn't brush up on my book trivia. So, jeesh. Yeah.
You should. Well, that's what I was going to ask you first. When is the last time you...
prepared for either one.
Your microphone should work.
Jesus candle?
Yes, it is. Ricky's using 2 microphones. So, Ryan, when how long has it been since you either read or listened to the books?
3 years, probably. Two or 3 years. I'm boycotting. I refuse to read The Song of Ice and Fire until he comes out with Winds of Winter.
Yeah, that's why I haven't reread the books in like 5 years, I think, now. It's been a while.
Yeah. I did it like 3 or 4. Yeah, I think 3 years ago.
All right, so confidence level on a book, the trivia from the books.
Mediocre.
We need to knock you down a peg after you're showing on our show.
Ricky, my co-host on the Fairweather Friends podcast, I have not introduced you. No. Yeah, you killed it on the trivia. We tried to do Fan or Phony on Fairweather, so I think you're...
Yeah, but that included Lord of the Rings, and I've read that recently.
I mean, it included a bunch of stuff. You have a good memory. But all right, so there's Ryan. We've also got with us the only one here who unfortunately has not been on Fairweather Friends yet, and we will remedy that, Darren Davis.
Hello. Frankly, the only one that deserves an episode.
Probably.
Oh, shit. Episode number 69.
We're at 23, so we got a while. We can whip a few out. We'll do some short ones.
We'll
get to 69 faster.
Things are heating up.
You mentioned you actually studied a little bit.
Yes.
All right. That's good, because he actually did have a heads up that it was the books. I thought I made that clear in the text.
I thought it was a combo of both.
The group text. Well, Blair hasn't even watched the last couple episodes, seasons of the show. If you can hear that in the background, well, if we all go quiet for a second, I can reduce that later. All right, we'll test out the noise reduction on Audacity with that margarita machine. Yeah, so confidence level, Darren, then, after you're studying?
Stuff.
Oh,
I'm
beyond
confident.
I got my own tequila.
It's already in the bag. I win.
All right, so Darren won. We're going to play for a second.
Play.
Our next one, the host, in a way, because it's your house. Yeah. Kyle Hooker is here.
Hi.
Not being his normal self. Kyle Hooker, you have the most downloaded episode on Fairweather Friends, partly because I accidentally kept promoting it instead of other people's episodes for a while.
That was a smart move.
It was an accident, but it worked out. You've got the most downloads. No one can take that from you.
Corey didn't overtake us with the double episodes.
Corey, no one can take that from him. No one can ever overtake.
They can. Corey kind of got fucked.
Downloads his own episode. Like,
I'll just go download mine 100 times. Just to spite you.
I think it only counts as a download on a new device.
I've got.
I don't know how that works. Yeah, you could probably get quite a few. Actually, Blair,
yours 2 phones.
Yours is the second most, Blair, because yours was the first episode that I realized I was promoting hooks over and over again. So yours actually got promoted. The people between you guys did not.
And Bunk is what? What was that? 17th most interesting friend?
19th.
Damn, Bunk.
Ricky, Ricky, I was hurting too. Huh? I was hurt.
No one can hear you, probably, Blair.
What was I, the 18th?
Man? What are you talking about? I asked you before we even started.
No, you were up there in this.
Bear, and I told you
I was the guest on the first four. So really, he was like the 15th guest.
15, that's a lucky number.
So yeah, that brings us to our other, the last competitor other than myself, Blair Bunkie, who laid down the challenge.
Well, I was a little tipsy, so I'm probably going to end up regretting that, but.
He did bring a bottle of wine to the Fair Weather Friends recording.
Let's pick Virginia.
So your confidence levels.
Alcohol takes my confidence level, and then I sober up. And like,
Well, lucky for you, you're starting a margarita, so that confidence level will be up here soon.
Did you make enough for more people, Bob?
Not yet. We guys all had drinks, but like, we've got plenty.
So that was our competitors, along with myself. And then the Trivia Maester, the only one in the room who may not understand that reference, Ricky Rance.
You guys ready to do this?
Nope, boring.
All right, well, so I discussed it with you guys. Let's say it for the listeners. What we're going to do is Ricky's going to read all the questions. We'll write down our answers, probably commenting as we go.
Are you giving us multiple choice?
No, it's just a straight. A couple of them have hints on the thing I found. I'm just going to ask you guys the questions, then we're going to answer them together.
Yeah, after, so, after we've written down all our answers, we'll go back through. Ryan will read them first since he's on Skype and we don't trust him.
I trust Ryan not knowing him.
Well, that's why you trust him. No, he'll read first since no one can double check what he wrote down.
So, I know that like some things now in the series are different than the books.
This is the one you found is for the books, right, Ricky?
It's called Increasingly Hard, Song of Ice and Fire Quiz, and it's under literature.
Yeah, so Song of Ice and Fire is the books.
I need Johnny Wardell here to like correct my answers like he just did the spelling test.
So we'll keep each other honest. Like I said, we'll read our answers, then Ricky will give us the correct answer. I will keep score.
Wait, we're not going
to
do...
No, you get to give out the points, Ricky. I will just write them down to keep track of...
Are you expecting the answer after the question? Or are we going to do them all and then do the
answers? No, yeah, you'll read all the questions. We'll write down all of our answers. Then we'll go back through...
And then do the answers?
Yeah, but we'll give our answer before you tell us the correct answer.
When are we going to start recording?
12 minutes ago.
Once it gets interesting.
So never?
All of this is going to be interesting. I started recording, but this will be edited out.
Thank God.
But, all right, everyone's ready?
Cheers, boys. Good luck.
Yeah. Ryan, you got a beer?
Gentlemen?
I do.
I figured you would.
Salute.
All right, Trivia Maester, anytime you're ready.
The first question is, Pike is the bastard surname of which region of Westeros?
Oh, shit. I know the answer, but I don't
know. I know, like, three of them. What region would that even be called?
This is the difficulty of the questions. You guys are going to get fleeced.
They get increasingly hard.
Yeah, he said it gets increasingly difficult. Like I said, my favorites going in are Blair and Ryan, but I feel like I underestimated Darren ever since I got here. I've been regretting that.
He's a man of confidence over there, Gordon.
I had no confidence in me and Hook.
Well, you're right. Not that. I'm like, struggling on this one. I know exactly what it is. I just don't know the name of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what Vague said was going
to
happen.
Remember to use your... Yeah, I said you're like me. Like, you'll be able to like, describe it. Or, I don't know.
So I'm just doing descriptors so I can come back later when I think about it.
So the scoring is completely up to Ricky. He's the Trivia Maester, so he's been known to give out weird points. You never know. Write something down.
We'll give you partial credit.
Fuck. It's not... I got one stuck in my head that I know is not the right answer.
All right, you guys ready? You guys all...
Guys, make sure you remember to use your microphone voices, which means talking at the microphone.
I'll ask the question
and we'll start counting. Skype does a good job of blending it. All right, yeah, go ahead, Ricky.
Start. Reset. All right, you guys all good? Moving on to number two. All right.
You're in charge.
Who gives Daenerys her dragon eggs?
Damn it. I've got first name.
He goes by his first name. I don't remember his second name.
I think Ricky will give me full credit for it.
It's a pretty unique name.
we are partners, and I do want to keep the podcast going, so maybe you might gain a little leniency.
Yes.
Elka's my brother, and I...
True. Twin brothers, it's not fair.
Darren is the coolest guy I've ever met, and I want him to like me as well.
Is anyone else's microphone crackling slightly?
Man, mine's crackling a ton. That's really screwed up my answers. It's distracted.
Cannot concentrate.
I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure if I have the first name or last name. When I think about it.
Well, I have to enter the answer. I'm not sure if it's multiple choice because I haven't done the quiz yet.
We're going to get to the end and we're not going to know the answers.
Yeah.
Let's just, like, Google the answers.
All right. So number three. You guys all good?
See?
Number three. See?
You're putting in an answer as you go, right? So then when you submit it at the end, it's all ready?
No. I'm just asking you guys. I haven't started it.
Oh, you just hit start. It just shows you the question?
Yeah, I'm just reading the question.
Whatever.
At the end of ADWD.
Dance with Dragons.
Okay, that's what that stands for. Who is the Warden of the North? Who is the Warden?
Damn it. I've been watching the show. I should know the names at least of people.
I know. I can picture the guy. Very calculated, man.
Warden. Well, I'll get clues for other people.
I'm trying to help people.
Warden.
Blair and Darren have been very quiet. I don't know if that's because they're confident and they just know the answers.
We play our cards close to our chest.
Blair's only halfway done with this first one.
This is one where the first name might be important.
Well, that's Ricky is a warden half points.
I do judge based on stage presence. So be aware of that when you give your
all right, Hook's going to get bonus points.
Knee slide.
Did you see that?
Full extension.
Sorry, Ryan. You have right. No chance at getting stage presence points because no one can see you.
Okay, so here we go. Who is the heir to Sunspear? Who is the heir to Sunspear?
Like at the end of the books? In the middle?
You asked for a question that spanned across all the books.
I guess I shouldn't be asking you to specify since you just have the information there.
I can barely read these.
I hate that there's so many names.
So many names.
What sucks is this is like the easy part of the trivia.
That question's hard though if you've only watched the show.
That's question four, we're on question five.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
I did too.
I have no idea who the fuck her name is.
Should have been multiple choice. Sorry, boys. My bad. All right.
No, it should be hard. I don't care if the winner only gets 4 points out of 20.
How many questions are there?
20.
Oh, that's, I was thinking there's like 50. I was really stressing.
Sled. Who is the largest of the Slaver's Cities?
Oh, no.
What is the largest of the Slaver's Cities, sorry?
Which one's the largest? I'm going to throw a guess on this one.
Blair, thought process?
The one they're in right now, at the end of Dance with Dragons?
I don't know that one. I don't either.
I know the names of two of them, for sure.
Was Slaver's Bay from Diddy Kong Racing?
I may have picked a few wrong people.
It might have been Slave Squirrel.
Any tiebreaker will result in an N64 battle.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man, you better win this outright.
I'm feeling pretty confident right now. Especially because I can name all three of the Slaver's Bay cities.
I only got two or three.
Oh, my God.
I love how, like, you're saying, like, yes, that Rita's answer is first, like, literally nothing stops him from just, like, Googling.
That's true. No wonder he's that true.
That's
the deal. He's an honorable man. I don't know.
He doesn't even have his camera.
I trusted him a minute ago.
Turn your camera on.
That's what I had confidence I might get too right.
Ryan, try not to do too good with your Googling. You know, get a few wrong. Make it seem
small. I mean, these have been easy so far. I don't know the one guy's last name, though. So there's that.
Valor Morghulis means what?
Valor Morghulis.
Yeah, that. Bagger Margulis.
Bagger Vance. Margulis. What does that mean?
Is Bagger Vance dead the whole time?
I've
never seen the movie.
I like it.
Shoot, am I mixing up Ballard Margulis with Ballard de Harris?
Probably.
Yeah.
Most likely. So I should change my answer.
Next question. Next question.
Next.
What is the largest city in the Westerlands? One more time. What is the largest city in the Westerlands?
Largest by population.
Square footage.
Now I can't think of the name of cities. What the fuck?
This is hard.
As soon as you ask me a question on it, I go blank on...
When did A Dance with Dragons come out?
2012.
Oh. Yeah, that was the last time I read this.
The last time the Lakers were good.
That's been a while.
I think that is the last time I read it. I think I reread them once after that. Why can't I think of city names? This is driving me crazy.
You're not going to like the next question.
I can think of every city name except the one that's the answer to that question that they've said.
All right. Melisandre, is that how you say it?
Melisandre? Yeah. Melisandre?
Claims to be from what city?
Oh, shit. That's one of those weird cities that no one's actually gone to, right?
No people have gone
to.
That's Hamilton.
No hints, Kyle.
He's trying to help.
I could be totally wrong.
There's a hint on the next question.
Good, thank God.
Did you guys ever watch Hacksaw Ridge?
I think so.
I never did.
Have you guys ever seen someone do the Ranger role?
Nope.
Oh, man. You'd really be impressed by Hooks.
What is it?
So,
let's get a demonstration.
I don't think I... Do you know what it is, Darren?
No.
Oh. So it's like, I don't know, you're trying to like pick someone up who's like laying down. It's like, it's really hard to like get them onto your back, right? So it's like you literally like they're laying down and you like jump and roll across them and then like pull them up as you're rolling. And you use like the momentum of your roll to like pull them onto your back. Damn. I watched the video. It's really impressive watching them do it. I bet Welton could do it. He probably knows it.
I did watch Hacksaw Ridge, though, Ricky.
Yeah, was it good?
I think it was. It's like Garfield? Andrew Garfield? Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a little depressing. It's weird how in all those old war movies,
yeah,
a lot of people die.
Dunkirk. Anybody watch Dunkirk?
No, it just looked depressing.
Yeah. Good?
Really good. Yeah, I should be using this time to think of that city name that is driving me nuts.
All right. Next question.
It's like the name.
Which northern house follows the faith of the seven? And the hint on this one is Origins in the Reach.
Well, we're down to 20 minutes for this time. We're going to play on Monday in the national championship game.
Here they talk about that in the books?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tigers of Auburn leading 31-28.
I'm just changing my answer to number 7 like 3 times now.
I think actually another.
This one?
Number 7.
That was the largest city, right?
Largest city in the Westerlands.
As the quiz we just did was mistakenly all Christmas, these are mostly city. So next question is, what is the largest city in the Reach?
That's the next question?
Yep.
What's the hint?
There's nothing on that one. The hint is blank.
Which area is in Reach?
What is the largest city in the Reach?
That's the one where the Littlefinger's in control of right now.
No, Littlefinger's in charge of the Vale. The Reach is where the Tyrells are from.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, that's a good clue. What's the city the Tyrells run again?
It's not that city, though.
That's the Sun Spirit, the Martell's name.
Well, that's Dorne.
I just said it was not Sunspear. So Littlefinger is not in charge of this.
Correct.
Not Storm's Gate.
You guys might as well just ask Ryan.
I don't want to put this book. Storm's Gate is not a city. It's a thing.
I was trying to think of Renly's castle.
Storm's End?
Storm's End, yeah.
Hopefully that's not a question later.
God damn. I'm going Storm's End.
I've written down like three answers.
Isn't there like something flower with the giant
tower? That's what I thought it was too.
That's where towers come from.
Right? Isn't it High Tower? Is that the name of the city?
I thought that was the tower in the middle. And that's where the High Tower guys. That's the name really of the badass.
Lieutenant High Tower?
This is the name of the town. The High Towers. I don't know.
Steve Gutenberg.
You're right. I'll tell you that much.
No, guys. All right. I still don't have the answer, but you know what it is.
But Ryan does, and I'm pretty sure that Ryan is going to murder you guys. You might want to just disconnect his call before you read all the answers.
It's all right. We play for second. He's still some pride there.
It's like the NBA.
We're already playing for second. Darren already announced himself the winner earlier.
It's in the bag. He's got it in the bag. What happens to the loser?
Shots.
Ranger roll.
I was gonna buy the bottle of mezcal with the worm in it and make the loser eat the worm.
I was gonna have to drink the whole bottle first.
I figured I would have to do that.
To get it out. What's the trick? Basically, you put a shot glass over the whole fifth, flip it upside down, and the worm will sink down to the bottom in your shot glass.
You ever seen those in the bar? They have those bottles of alcohol and they have those things on the top. They're kind of pointy. You know what those are for?
What now?
Spores? Yeah. Yeah, I know you know what they're for.
Things?
Yeah.
Oh, so it measures out, so bartenders aren't pouring.
There's like two ball bearings in it. And so you tip it, and it'll stop right as there's exactly one shot poured.
I saw that on a bar rescue.
I saw it too.
Because that one really shitty lady was just like giving people so much alcohol.
It sounds like an awesome lady.
Yeah, shitty.
This is a terrible, terrible deploy.
Hate bartenders that overserve, man.
Remember, did you go to, what's the bar in Clear Lake? I don't even know.
Evelyn's.
So apparently, one of my clients, his mom was actually Evelyn.
Oh, damn.
And owned it originally. But remember that party at Zach Johnson's when we went to Evelyn's and they like, all right, we'll take some Jaeger bombs. They poured like a big cup, almost half full of Jaeger, like 2 ounces of Red Bull in it, and charged us like $3 a shot.
I think that was Halloween, and I couldn't go because I had my wallet.
They were like, fantastic.
I walked all the way there, and then went to get my ID. I was like, fuck.
And like the guy looked kind
of. You really
dropped.
Think they're going to ID you at fucking Evelyn?
Right. They did. They asked us as soon as we walked
in. It was like the new owners, and the guy looked like Rob Zombie.
And we had a group of
guys like seven guys. With like ghosts.
Being they had a picture.
Yeah, he had like a picture of the ghost, and that's all he would talk about. And he gave us. Charged us like $2 for like $12 worth of alcohol.
He's a cool dude.
Zach Johnson would be a good podcast guy. That guy could tell a story.
Stories was that?
Don't ask him the story about the chili. All
right. We won't
push him.
All right.
Write that down.
Number 11.
What is Sansa's favorite food?
Favorite fruit?
Or food. I know this one, Ryan. I know this one.
I don't know who Sansa is.
She's the hot redhead. Who had some lesbian.
She was the from the trailer in Shazam, the Dark Phoenix or whatever movie.
She's Phoenix?
Yeah. That's her.
I've seen all the pictures from the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Frey Pry.
None of those girls are attractive at all.
On what?
On
those pictures?
Yeah, the recent ones.
They're done up all funny for red carpet.
They look terrible.
Who did?
Every single one of them.
All the people from Game of Thrones.
Even.
The kid who plays
Daenerys?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like black hair in that.
One of them had creepy eyes. One of them had a weird dress. Two of them just like really
Hollywood fashions.
Was it the chick from Han Solo movie?
Never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out.
That's Daenerys.
Not a big Star Wars guy.
Yeah. It's been a game changer. I still love you. <I don't know>.
Which Riverland house still follows the old gods?
That gives away a question earlier.
Bitter feud with House Bracken is the good.
Me. It's House Mud.
I don't know any of these things.
They won 100 battles.
Did I read these books?
And then they lost.
House Mud?
Won.
Like a Pueblo?
Mm-hmm. The guy had a cool warhammer.
Look, you've always been referred to as a hammer guy, but yet you constantly refer to yourself as a sword guy.
It's It's true. Although Thor is one of my favorite Avengers.
You definitely would wield a hammer.
I don't know. I could be a sword guy. Why can't I be a sword guy?
You're more like King Robert.
Oh, thank you.
Do you remember that day?
Oh, how's
I don't know if that was a compliment.
He was a great man. I love
Robert.
He was a good guy. He just didn't think about stuff, had a good time. Lost bastards running all over the place.
Super Seattle sports icon.
It's you.
All right. Where was Rob Stark crowned?
At the Metro
Life
Insurance Company.
The North?
Oh, is that the Riverlands?
Why are you saying that?
You can talk about
it. I can't even remember that city's name. Oh, it's terrible.
That's a tactic. That's where you're boning off.
Catlin?
Yeah. That's where it was, but I can't remember.
Totally. What is the fucking city name?
Well,
I can't remember
Ryan,
the
knows,
phrase.
Yeah,
I can't remember the phrase.
Like three days, it's hard to take.
I know it's the Riverlands. What's the...
I'm terrible at this. I should have brushed up. Okay,
sounds like you've been.
I had low expectations.
If I had just like gone over a map for 5 minutes, that would have like helped me.
Yeah, that would have been huge.
We should have had it on the screen.
I had low expectations coming in, and I'm like going way underneath them.
I would agree with that myself. I don't want to do the shot.
You guys ready?
Don't look at my answers.
What is the name of river that flows through Volantis?
Oh,
sure.
Damn it!
I thought
they
were supposed to get harder.
You just climaxed and now it's cooling down a little bit.
This is where Tyrion got the grayscale. Yeah.
Tyrion didn't get grayscale, but I hope you think that. I hope that comes up later.
He went into the water there.
In the show, he went into the water.
What, are we talking books here? Is this not the books or the show?
But he was there, he was on the boat.
Right.
Sure.
Who was ruling House of the Reach? Who was ruling House of the Reach at the time of Aegon's conquest? One more time. Who was ruling House of the Reach at the time of Aegon's conquest?
So 300 years before the book starts.
I was thinking of the War of the Nine Penny Kings.
A fantastic marching band, national champions, and a real delight. Oh, that's not a house, that's a city. Shit. So that's not right.
Play Shauna.
Is
this
okay?
All right, you ready? What are House Mormont's words?
House Mormont?
Mormont.
Mormont. So, oh, yeah.
What?
Words?
They're words.
Damn it.
The question just says House Mormont. House Mormont's words.
I immediately got the words to a different house in my head, and so now that's just stuck.
House Lannister?
No, I don't know their words. No, that's not their words, though.
Just hear me roar.
Good call.
We have that. We've done show quizzes with a couple people, kind of.
Yeah, that was one thing. I remember.
No, we do not sew in my head. It popped in immediately. Immediately knew it's not the right answer. And
I guess I'm not a fan of this on the phone.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. I'm turning out to be quite the phony when it comes.
Vic, what's it? Fan or phony or?
Oh, the other name? How well do you know the things that you claim to be a fan of?
A lot of pressure on this part.
I think Ryan just took those last two questions off because he felt like he had the confidence to still be able to win.
There's been like four that I don't know now.
Oh, that's good. That's why.
I remember the whole, in the show, I remember them talking about Mormont's words. But
So the reason I know that one is because I have that rotating Game of Thrones backgrounds on my computer and the words are on House Mormont sigil when that comes up.
Son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure it's strong as a bear, handsome as a fox.
Not that's mine.
You are reading off my page.
Right.
I'm not even trying to hide mine. I'm like, if anyone cheats off mine, they're just going to do worse.
It's true. Same with me. Although I'm just cheating off Darren this whole thing. I knew it was a schedule.
Was that 16?
That was 16.
Yeah, there's only four left.
Shit. I'm going to have like three right if I'm lucky.
Do they become like more points as we go down? Like, the first one is worth 12.
Now that you put it in Ricky's head, they will.
Any question that Ryan gets wrong is worth double.
I'll take those odds.
All right. Who was Caitlin Stark's mother?
Oh. No fucking clue.
Aaron immediately started writing.
Who was Caitlyn Jenner's mother?
It's Catelyn Stark, also, not Caitlyn Stark. It's Catelyn.
Yeah, whatever.
At least that's how it's pronounced in the show. Who knows how it was meant to be pronounced in the book?
It's spelled C-A-T-E.
Yeah, they just call it Cat.
Her mom?
Yeah. Who was her mom? Who was her mother?
Is it a trick question?
I will accept the person that gave birth to her.
This is a trick question. Like she didn't have a mom.
Well, I'm thinking like Immaculate Conception type thing.
There we go.
That's you definitely get 10 points if you write that and it's correct.
I'm going for 10 points.
We're bringing the Bible to this.
We're burning a Jesus candle into this
too. Wow, that guy's still hosting Survivor? How much they're paying him? Shit. He must have been doing for like 20 years.
Robert Pierce?
He looks pretty good, too.
What are your thoughts on Trebek?
Getting cancer?
Yeah, good run.
What?
Yeah.
It's true, he did.
How old is Trebek?
He's pretty old. Up there. He's in his 70s.
He's supposed to be pretty funny, like, when you're actually there on the show.
Seems like most of the daytime hosts, or game show hosts, are all from Whose Line Is It Anyway nowadays.
Wayne Brady?
Yeah. All
right. At the end of ADWD, who is the Warden of the West?
There's a Warden of the West?
East. Yeah, north, west, south, and east.
Yeah, but I thought they just had a Warden of the North because they didn't, you know, the king didn't want to actually have to go up there and deal with it so far away.
They have all of them. This was in the show just last season.
I haven't got to last season yet again. Still on season 6 on my rewatch.
What is this commercial?
I don't know. It's a bunch of cartoons.
Good. I like it.
I liked all the dogs. You like Diggs?
You like Diggs?
We had the NCAA Final Four game on the background. Now that's halftime, they're just playing some sort of cartoon during half.
Some kind of anime.
I like Diggs. Yeah.
Dude. Who was the last Storm King?
Darren, Oregon. I don't know, Ryan. You might have a run for money. Darren's been writing down answers like immediately on these ones that are supposed to be super hard.
Easy money, boys. Easy money.
Who was any of the Storm Kings?
Is this the last one, boys? Last one, boys?
That last wasn't one. The last one?
That was 19. We're doing 20.
You guys actually numbered your pick?
I did, yeah.
Kyle's still in school.
Yeah. It's true.
All right. At the end of ADWD, who is the Castellan of Harrenhal?
Castellan of Harrenhal? So who? What's that one?
All right, boys. Gather your thoughts. Double check your answers.
I bomb that. That was a rough test.
What is Littlefinger's real name?
Peter Baelish.
Peter Baelish, thank you. Not that that matters. It's probably the wrong name. He's in the intro, and I couldn't remember his name. Well, fuck. I knew that wasn't going to go well, but that was ridiculous. Did you put in the answers, Ricky, so it gives you the answers?
Not yet. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, you should put those in and submit it. Or we can just ask Ryan.
Well, I know I'm going to ask you guys for the consensus answer, and then I'm going to enter it and see how it goes. Sound good?
Is it going to give you the answers one at a time, or do you have to answer all of them before you hit submit?
I don't know.
Well, fun. We did a lot of prep.
All right, so what are you guys' answers for question one?
What was the question again?
Pike is the bastard surname of which region of Westeros?
Shit, I never.
I put Sea People, Dragon Land.
I know the capital. The capital is Pike.
Yeah,
I don't know the name of the island.
I don't think of it. Yeah,
they're ironborn for a reason.
Iron Islands.
Darren, did you have?
I wrote down Mordor.
That's what he was writing down.
Full point for Darren.
Darren said, my brain is like going blank. And I was like, where was Mordor? Or where was Gondor? Where was Gondor when the Westfold fell? So Ryan's the only one who got. Oh, I got it.
So what was the answer I'm going to put in here?
Shit.
It's the Iron Islands.
Yeah. Well, you can put in whatever answer you want. You're supposed to be giving us the answers, Ricky. Just put in something so it tells you.
The Iron Islands is correct.
So Ryan's. How did I not know that? Because we always say in X-Wing, if someone has like acrylic stuff, it's like, oh, did you pay the iron price for that, or did you buy it on eBay? And I still couldn't think of it.
All right. Who wants to tell me who gave Daenerys her eggs? Dragon eggs.
It was Ryan, you want to give yours first?
It's Illyrio something. I think his last name starts with an M, but it's Illyrio.
Yeah, it was Illyrio. He's from Pentos.
I was actually more specific. I put Varys' friend. Illyrio.
You got
the
guy?
Okay.
Illyrio's at
A-L-E-R-O. Wasn't it the guy who
kind of
raised
her? It starts with an I.
I-L-L-Y-R-I-O or something like that. Yeah, that's where they grew up. They spent most of their childhood.
After the place with the red door.
Which is the Red Keep, I assume. This is how bad it was. I could not remember the capital city's name. I've frozen on that.
Okay, how many points did I get on number one?
What was your answer?
See people with rage right
now. I mean, that's probably half a point, right?
At least.
Partial credit. I'll give myself plus one half.
You're not actually giving points there. I am keeping track, but go ahead. I guess you can write them down as you go.
Doesn't tell me the answer unless I get it completely right.
Wait, you're not scoring us though, right? Ricky is?
Ricky gives the points. I'm writing them down. Okay. I'm saying for keeping track. You can keep track of your own.
Did you give me a half then?
I did a half. Okay. Oh, so who all got Illyrio? So Ryan had
My mic disconnected.
Hook had it. I had Illyrio. Darren, did you have?
I wrote Falcor.
Oh,
Falcor?
Oh, you guys said
at least you wrote it quick.
Falcor.
Did you have Illyrio?
Fuck no, man, Illyrio.
Shit,
Falcor.
Also,
Blair's 2 points.
Too big money. We're going down.
Darren's gonna get creativity points.
His confidence.
What was the next one?
Aldeus, Darren?
I don't know how to get this one.
Do I get a point and a half because that's more specific than everyone else?
Oh, well, Aldeus.
Fun points?
Aldeus.
Darren, all you're getting is fun points.
Not good. That's great. Ricky, did I get a point and a half because that's more specific than everyone?
Probably not anywhere. You specifically use quotation marks, right?
I said various friend.
What do you mean friend? Like they're banging each other?
Did it give the other name?
I don't say
it. It all
just leave it open.
Like I said, there's a 5 minute countdown. So now we're on
friend. So how does this work? Are we?
If I answer it like directly right, then it'll tell me it's right. But since I only put in Illyrio, not slowly.
Oh, you have to type the name in?
Yeah,
oh,
look.
Man. And when you get it wrong, it doesn't tell you the correct answer?
Yeah, until the timer's up, I think.
You can't just, like, give up and get all the answers?
Well, there's a quit button, but I don't want it to quit the whole thing.
Yeah, let's just keep going through. We know it's Illyrio something.
You just, like, Google it.
Hopefully this doesn't...
That would be a good time to segue into sponsors you guys have.
Well, this is awkward. Oh, you George R. Martin, he will be after this. You guys need to familiarize yourself more. All right, well, the next one was about the North, right?
I'll read the next question. At the end of ADWD, who is the Warden of the North?
Lord
Bruce Bolton.
That's what I said.
I just got Bolton.
Warden Bruce of Bolton? The North is.
I had Ramsey stuck in my head.
It's Roose.
Roose.
Ah, there we go. I got all answers. All right.
Is it Roose Bolton?
Yeah. Oh, I spell it R-O-O-S-E.
To clarify on the last one, that's Illyrio right. Mopatis.
Okay. Mopatis.
Mopatis.
Oh, what was that?
That was Alexa.
Why is Alexa listening to us, Kyle? Kyle, I do not like Alexa.
I feel safer with robots. She tucks me in.
Warden of the North was Roose Bolton.
Roose Bolton is correct.
Do we get extra points if we rephrase the question, like Warden of the North is?
Yes. No.
What?
Hey. And you answer yes.
Why would he get more points for that?
Oh, well, because he's defying the quiz.
Darren, did you have Roose Bolton?
For Warden of the North, I have Dumbledore.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just put Bolton, Ricky. Any points for that?
I will accept Bolton. I will also accept Michael Bolton.
Oh, full point?
Got no talent asked for
that. Why should I change my name?
Did you have Bolton or Ruth?
I had Lord Bolton. Bolton.
There you go.
So Kent
the Elder.
No, no, Palestine.
Sorry, boss, you asshole.
Damn, yeah, okay, so far I got 2 points.
In the show, when Ramsay killed Bruce, like, that was just terrible.
You cried about that?
Yeah, they're like two of my favorite characters. They're very lovable.
The, I like them. The house with the flayed men on their sigil?
Plus one for Kyle for showing his emotions.
Another point, please. Let's see the mark.
Who is the heir?
Not writing it down.
Who is the heir to Sunspear? Anybody want to answer that?
I put Quentin Martell.
No, it's Arya Martell.
Yeah, it's Ariana or something. What Ari, whatever, something Martell, the daughter that they cut from the show.
Yeah, but I thought.
Hi, Arya. Do I get
one? Yes.
Yeah.
Derek?
I wrote He-Man.
All right. I really thought how quick you were writing
when they crowned her leader of Dorne, and she goes, "I have the power."
Oh, geez. So far, Ryan's in lead with 4. Me and Blair each have 2, and Hook has 2.5.
Booyah! Is this like golf?
Ricky's been barely giving out any points. I haven't given Hook half the points that Ricky's given him.
Well, we know the game is rigged.
Darren gets hilarity points for making us all laugh with every answer. What is the largest of the slaver cities? Anybody?
I put Marine.
That's correct.
Marine? Blood Marine.
I put
Slaver. I did.
Slaver's Bay.
Ryan had Marine. None of you guys have Marine?
I do.
Is that Marine on a bay?
Slaver's Bay?
Yeah. So doesn't that count?
There's a lot of cities on a bay. Yeah, is that where she got her army from?
No, she got her army from Yunkai, right?
Ah, that was the one I couldn't remember.
Or Astapor, one of those two? The other cities.
Astapor. Marine's the last one she visited. And
the one with the Great Pyramid.
Yeah, and stayed there.
Valor. Valor Mahart.
Valor Margulis. All men must die. Is all men must die?
All men must die.
Oh, Daharis is all men must serve.
What if you have die in your answer?
What else did you write?
Today, you will die.
Ricky?
He's technically correct because somebody is going to die today.
Bam!
You give him a full point for that? All right. Ryan got a point. Darren, Blair?
I got it.
I have live long and prosper.
Half point.
I don't want to watch Star Trek.
Now I feel silly for thinking I underestimated Darren.
Showed you, didn't
it? I think that's the last answer I wrote.
That's Darren's poker face is brilliant.
Darren had us all sweating.
He had it in the bag.
All right, what is the largest city in the Westerlands?
I put King's Landing, then I cross it out, then I put Castle Rock. And then I crossed it out, and then I put King's Landing.
I feel so dumb for not remembering any of those city names. Oh, Ryan actually sent me a picture of his answers. Now I can cheat.
I think it's Lannisport, technically, because Casterly Rock's like in the rock above Lannisport, right?
It is Lannisport, that's all it says.
Son of a bitch.
I just didn't think they're so vain to name a city after themselves.
Of course, yeah.
Do I not get a point for that, Bag?
I didn't hear what you said.
King's Landing is in the Crownlands, not in the Westerlands.
Is it Lannisport?
Since I wrote down three answers,
there's a lot of voices. The Hook wrote a whole bunch of cities that are all wrong. He wants extra credit.
Hooked his hedges, that's nothing wrong with it.
No, I'm fine with that, but at least one of them has to be right.
Well, I crossed two of them out.
Darren, you have the answer, right?
I wrote down Mount Vernon.
That's not the biggest thing in Scotty County.
Come on, Anacortes is big.
Is Anacortes bigger than Mount Vernon?
Probably not. Oh, Bellingham is.
But Bellingham is the Walker County.
What about Burlington / Edison? Western.
What's that?
Burlington Edison?
No. They're big, like, with.
Now we're debating about the biggest town in Scotty County.
But I feel like it's a pretty spread out town. Because they're only a 2A school.
Yeah.
Season 1 is 3.
I think Mount Vernon is the biggest, actually.
Point, please.
Point, Davis. Melisandre claims to be from what city? Who has the answer?
Is it like- I said a shy by the sea.
Oh, that's right. All right. I got that one wrong.
You don't know I was that. Thinking of the no. God. The god. The god is like Rala or something.
Yeah, I said Volantis, but that's wrong. It's a shy by the sea.
Valar?
It's spelled ass high.
Oh,
yeah. That's how I spelled it too.
Sucks to your
I
ass.
Six times for that?
I can vouch. Ryan got that wrong. He wrote Volantis.
Wait, that means I get triple points because Ryan got it wrong. Oh, I got it right.
All right.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
He said double points.
Extra point. Why is there a minus five under Hook's name?
It's a point five. Yeah.
Oh.
Hook, you've been in there, Mike.
Oh, good. No kids, just always set your standards.
Oh, I wrote really Dallas. Yeah, I just knew it was across the sea.
Which? I tried by the sea.
That sounds like a Japanese beard. Which house follows the faith of the seven? And the hint on this one was Origins in the Reach.
Was, anybody? Which northern house, right?
I put.
Yeah. It says, yeah, northern house, yeah. You put.
It's Manderly.
I think it's Manderly.
He just said Frey. 2 seconds.
They were gifted land by the Starks after they were like kicked out of the Reach or something like that. There's a story behind it in one of Davos' chapters.
Great. Plus, Manderly made pies out of the Frey, which is why I said Frey.
Half point for Kyle for blindly following around.
I don't know how many things I should actually be giving to people. I can't tell if Ricky's joking.
Oh. Serious business.
So Ryan's the only one got that right?
And I got a half point.
House Manderly.
What's old man Manderly's name? What is it?
Ooh, that'll clean me.
Yeah, that's clean. Hands part of the ball. If it's on the ball.
What is the largest city in the Reach?
Like Howard?
It's Old Town. Which is run by House Hightower, but it has the citadel of the Maesters, and that's why it's the largest city.
It's not Bangladesh.
Grant's
it. Sounds confident. Not Greg's Bangladesh. Answer. Shit. Did I even put an answer?
Old Town.
It is Old Town? Damn it, I actually almost put that, because it was one of the only cities I could think of.
Old Town, also in Sin City, where the prostitutes live. Anybody watch that movie?
I did. I'll take a point for that. I will also take a point.
Wait,
one for me, one point for you.
I like that movie, so point.
Boom, great movie.
All right, what is Sansa's favorite food?
I put Frey pies.
Frey pie? Arya's favorite is Frey pie. It's lemon tarts.
I wasn't except that.
Lemon cakes?
Lemon cakes.
Damn it, that's Ryan put lemon
only
cakes.
Only a chick would know that answer.
Right.
What's the difference? Well, I mean, a lemon tart is just... What's the difference between that and lemon cake? Just the size?
Tart and cake.
Hey, I'm hard on myself. I'm hard on myself.
Tart is hard. Come on now.
No one else had lemon cakes and lemon tarts?
I had chicken tikka masala.
I had capons.
Oh, that sounds way better.
Capons? I don't remember that.
I only remember that because I remember that was in like one of the feasts. Yeah, you go on these like epic paragraphs about like all the food that was in these feasts, and I just remember like I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a shot. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
I think you're thinking of capers.
I always wonder why they list so many things. There's no way those people are eating all that food.
Right? Have you ever seen how fatty it is?
Well, but, yeah, they list.
We're
like,
gonna take a break here. Ricky, there's an epidemic going on, and we need to address it.
Fire that shit up.
Frankly, it needs to be tough. And we're talking about incest.
You've got the Lannisters. You've got, I forgot their names. The Iron Island.
Hear me roar indeed.
And then you got the Targaryens who have a history of it. And now it's starting again and they don't even know it.
They're that pure bloodline.
They're so into incest that they literally got like pulled into each other and had sex right at the end of season 7. Not even knowing that it was incest. They're just magnetic.
Better?
I mean, it's better for them, but I'm just saying, like, their bloodline in general is so ingrained
that out of all the people in the world, they found one of the only Targaryens left to have sex with.
The only one.
The only one.
Yeah. Ryan, you, your stance on incest is...
I'm going to go pro keeping royal bloodlines pure for the sake of stopping war.
You know who else tried to keep their royal their bloodlines pure? The McPoyles.
And it's I said royal bloodlines for the sake of stopping war. I put a very strong caveat on my stance.
Do you believe some people's blood is better than other people's blood?
Royal? I mean, I work in downtown Seattle. I guarantee you some people's blood is better than others.
Ricky does bring up a good point. The McPoyles, one of them is literally named Royal McPoyle.
Shit. I forgot about that.
Hey, bonus points if you can name who portrayed him in the show.
Why do I need bonus points? I've already won.
He was the old man?
You lost. You lost the hook.
The scoring system's very confusing. The Greyjoys, that was the other incest that took place.
Guillermo?
When did Greyjoy incest take place?
What's his face? Fingered his sister.
Only happened in the show. And that's, is it really incest if it's not your genitals touching genitals?
Yes. Yes. Sounds like there, when your hand... Darren, I guess we should get your stand. Are you... So Ryan is...
Hey man, a hole's a hole. That's all I know.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Darren is full pro incest. Ryan is pro royal blood incest. So the royal queen and her family can have sex.
Fun fact, short thumbs
means
is a sign of royal bloodline.
How short are we talking?
Slash incest.
I'll admit, my...
royal bloodline?
My grandma married her first cousin. So there is actually a history of incest in my family. Look how I turned out.
This is getting kind of weird now.
That's why I'm anti-incest.
Oh, I see.
Reyes in...
Kings.
So I guess this PSA has turned into make up your own mind on incest.
2019.
If you and whoever
wear condoms,
yeah, be safe about it.
Safe.
But if you and your partner are okay with it, then fuck the world, I guess.
Quite literally.
This didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to when I started it. I thought we were all agreed on anti.
What do you guys think George R. R. Martin would say?
Oh, he's obviously
got some kinks that he's working out in the world of literature.
He's pulling a banana peel. He's going to shit in this moment. He's not going to finish any butt.
Yeah, I never have faith in that asshole. That's why I never got into the series, and that's my stances.
Yeah, we don't. The nice thing is that when he dies, Brandon Sanderson can finish the series.
Is going to be better?
Brandon Sanderson has already said he won't finish the series.
Oh, fuck. He finished the Wheel of Time series, and it was very good. Damn it. All right. Well, somebody else will finish it, I guess.
JK, all right. I'll pick it up.
Hey, there we go.
Lane, right? Fantasy.
Yeah. Except that in her world, everything contradicts itself. Still a great series, but...
An erotic fan fiction. I'd like to point out that we're using charcoal here, and I'm very pro-propane.
All right, so on the next episode we will have a PSA and debate on propane. Except that we'll probably forget. So
right now, show
what is the best way to burn your little brother's face?
Oh,
like it's a House Clegane.
That's true.
Is that what you're fucking him or after?
In Game of Thrones, that was probably a wood fire, but I like charcoal for cooking.
Yeah, makes the burgers.
You get that, yeah, smoky flavor. But
I don't care, man. Put that hot meat in my mouth. Propane, charcoal, wood. Shove it in.
So just like with incest, we have a mixed bag of opinions on charcoal versus propane. And at that, on that, we will get back to the show.
All right, and we are back.
Plus one for Blair for being an asshole.
Only one?
Which Riverland house still follows the old gods? Anybody have the answer?
Riverland house that follows the old gods?
The hint on this one was bitter feud with House Bracken.
I remember the feud, but I never remember.
Isn't it like Black something that has a feud with Bracken?
It is Black something, yes.
Oh, shit.
Blackbriar?
Blackwood.
Blackwood.
I wrote no clue. I genuinely didn't.
Double points for anybody else. I got it right.
Anyone? Blackwood? Blackwood?
House Slytherin?
Half point doubled. So that's a full point.
Shit. Blackwood, also what Garrett's wife is looking forward to later.
The only reason I even knew it was black something was because of the hint.
She's going to Chippendales and she straight up told him, like, I'm going to have black dick swinging around in my face.
That's unfortunate.
She didn't care.
She gets there and they're just watching the cartoon.
There's a penis in his wife's face.
Like a hurricane.
How many points do I get if I think it's up to the other scene?
This is a PG. Right now on spot? Three points.
Fuck up your show that bad.
I always put that as explicit because I can never remember how much cussing we did.
How much are you allowed?
Last chance.
If you say explicit, last you can say whatever. No, but like, that might be my ringtone, actually. I don't know.
It's good that we can cuss on this podcast because one of my answers is just some cunt.
Does it on one of the late night shows. All right. Where was Robb Stark crowned?
What was the question?
Looking at you, Darren.
I am Westeros.
He's not wrong, technically.
Booyah. Booyah.
Technically, I'm not wrong. Wasn't it at that same house where... It's basically where Lysa's from.
I put the river then.
Yeah. I could never think of the fucking city River Run.
River Run is correct.
I didn't
River,
that's what it's fucking called.
I didn't
called.
Put that down. I didn't River know. Run is part of the Riverlands.
Point for coming up with it.
Right, well, I read it off Ryan's paper.
I
put the castle where they split the river into three.
That was smart, because that's correct. I put in Ryan. The Riverlands.
Point for Blair.
That's correct. River Run is.
Ryan wrote the Riverlands. ? River Run or Trident? Different in show.
Well, in the show, he was crowned in some ruins, and that was messing with me, and I couldn't remember.
I looked for you on the Trident.
I wasn't there.
I just saw the episode. To the usurper, if I had been, I came. I just watched that episode on the show. They really that was the nail in the coffin for me for the show.
Really?
They fucked that whole scene up like so money.
That's like Blair's favorite scene.
Tower of Joy. Yeah, you made it pretty far then. At least that's halfway through season six. We're a little into season six.
Are you a Ned Stark fan, Bunk?
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
Not as cool as Corrin Halfhand, though.
Man, the show, they really made...
What about Doran Martell?
The Cripple?
What about Stephen Warren?
who all got River Run?
When I said Doran, I actually meant Oberyn.
Who actually got the River Run or Riverlands? Or
are you sure it's wise to drink before a fight?
What time is it before I fight?
Because I dropped the thing. Liz said
that was my answer too. By the way,
table.
You got a little mark on your phone there, Hook.
You can leave.
That's gonna leave a stain.
My beer's warm at this point, so it's not sweating.
My phone is pretty old, Mark.
Who all got
that? Will stain my phone.
Who all got a Riverlands-ish answer?
I didn't.
I knew River. Well, my guess was River Run. I just couldn't think of the fucking name.
Points.
Thank you.
I can't keep track of all of Darren's points that you've given him.
I know he was next. Question.
It doesn't matter. It's like Family Feud. We'll have one question at the end that decides everything.
Yeah, I love that.
Like one team has 293 points, the other team has 7. All right, you got the final question.
Hey, here we go.
If you know what I love about Family Feud the most? They ask a question that has like a super suggestive answer, and then they leave it, and Steve Harvey's like, you can't say that on the air, and then it comes up, and he's like, ah!
Steve Harvey is the worst. Wow. I can't stand that guy. He's an awful human being.
Smile. How about Keegan-Michael Key on that Sunny episode?
Whatever, Charlie.
Yeah, it's like, show me dragon.
Is that like a newer one?
Yeah, it's one of
season 11 or something.
I only saw up to what Netflix had, and then I think they took it off Netflix.
And now Hulu has it, but they don't have the newest season.
Yeah, then well, once one comes out. All right, anyway. What is the name of river that flows through Volantis?
Skagit. I have the Nile.
The Nile?
The Nile and the Skagit.
I know it's that giant river in Essos.
Giant river in Essos.
Right. Huh?
You have my answer. I'm pretty sure it's right.
Rhoyn or the Rhoynar?
The Rhoynar are the people that come from the region of the Rhoyn and that populated Dorne.
Rhoyny?
Whatever. You wrote it in parentheses. I read it.
Nope.
Yeah, that's... you don't know we got that. What was the name of Dor Martell's bodyguard.
Oh, the guy with the axe.
Yeah, where he just Aryo Hota.
Oh, you got a nice hook.
Booyah! Did I just win the lightning round? Booyah! I was a big Aryo Hota fan. I was just waiting for him to like cause some havoc, and then he just died.
It's coming.
We saw Jamie. The show, he just like, he doesn't do a single thing, and then he just dies. I was like, so like.
What? They screwed over all of Dorne in the show. Like, they cut two of Dorne's children, and then just Dorne was a joke once the Red Viper died.
I'm pretty sure Oberyn Martell is still alive in the books.
Who's this Red Viper?
Oberyn is definitely dead in the books.
No, he killed the mountain.
And then had his skull crushed.
But... Yeah, that, he still had his skull crushed.
I think he just fled back to Dorne.
He's on the run. He's like, oh, it's not really dead.
Who was ruling house of the? Who was ruling house of the Reeds at the time of Aegon's conquest?
Smith clan.
Does the Smith clan contain Tyler?
Does it what?
Does it contain Tyler and Tara? Is it that Smith clan? Funky, okay over there?
Fucking tequila with that wrong pipe.
Funky, don't spill on the couch. Elizabeth will literally murder you. And that's going to be super awkward at your funeral.
What was the question?
Eulogy.
Ryan, you literally wrote a lot of things. Well.
I wrote, it's not the Tyrells, it's garden something, or flower something. It's something cheesy about the Reach being, like, super fertile. I can't remember. It's, like, garden something, or flower something, or it's cheesy and inconsequential. It's not the Tyrells, though.
No.
House Ewok?
I would like to see House Ewok points.
You don't know what an Ewok is, Ricky.
Ewok?
Yeah.
Ewok is the only reason I watched
Return of the Jedi. Booyah! Lightning round victory again! I'm 2-for-2 on these lightning rounds.
The only hand Cole could beat was...
Nothing! That was like one of my favorite. I'm like watching you like go through it in your head and you're like... Because Meg flips over. Ah, he's got me.
Nice call, Colin. Colin flips over 5 high, like, what the
fuck? But the 5 high play, or did he just play the hands on the table?
No, it was like, yeah, it was the 5 high. High played.
It was 6 high, because if he had any 2 lower cards, he would have a straight.
Yeah.
So he had like 6-3 or 7-8 high. Like, it was like 18-5 out there.
Yeah.
I had a jack. I was like, fuck.
All right, what was that last
that
question?
Was great. House I just love Gardner Blair, like, going House through what? All the cases. He could like, be...
House Gardener was the answer to the
nothing,
last
question. Nothing!
Anyone have House Gardener?
House Gardener is also...
Do I get that? I said garden something, or flower something.
You said garden and cheese.
House Gardener? Well, you said something cheesy.
You said negative points.
I agree.
Is that the house that Samwise founded?
No.
Gardener?
That's what Lord of the Rings reference is.
Yes.
There you got a point for making me sound smart. House Mormont's words, Ryan.
Here we stand.
Correct.
What? It even put in parentheses their sigil.
I put
a bear on Greenfield.
Strong as a bear, handsome as a fox.
I will also accept.
I have put down we are bears.
We are bears has candy windows in it. Blair, you get a point.
Yeah.
I have in for a penny, in for a pound.
Great quote.
That's kind of how the guy fucked him, Mr. Mormont. He just like gave all that money away to try to impress his hot ass wife, and ended up bankrupting the.
So he sold.
That is that is true. He sold slaves in the north. You can't do that.
The Trump method.
Trump sold slaves.
But they were killing animals on his land. To impress come on, they deserve to be slaves.
No, that's true.
Who was Catelyn Stark's mother? Catelyn Stark's mother.
Mother Teresa.
Bunch of no clues. Hook has a guess, it looks like.
I just thought it was through Immaculate Conception. And her dad was actually her mom.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Her dad was who was impregnated.
You went
by
to the bonus
god.
Points in case
the
that
Cartman?
Was.
Yes.
So her...
Yeah?
Oh, her dad was Zeus by that explanation?
No.
Hook?
Because Zeus, like, can spawn children out of his forehead.
No, Zeus is actually like, fucking all those
yeah,
dicks.
That's why
yeah, Athena just spawned off of his forehead. She was a zit that popped.
Yeah, but then didn't he swallow her?
I thought it was a Kranos or whatever that swallowed.
No, he swallowed them, but like
yeah,
was afraid that Athena was going to be too smart. And I thought he swallowed her for a time.
Yeah, Zeus was banging all sorts of chicks.
He was.
I think Zeus was getting swallowed more than he was swallowing.
I
was waiting for the reaction.
All right. Nobody knows the answer.
No.
Minnesota went.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, folks.
Some cunt.
That's right. They talk about her all the time.
I would have accepted Buckle Up Buckaroo because I mentioned Caitlyn Jenner earlier.
Wait, what was the
Buckle Up Buckaroo? All right.
So,
at the end of ADWD, who is the Warden of the West?
Now I got this one. I got Strong Bell.
Hey, at least you're in the right universe now. Man.
He should have been.
I wish he was.
Wasn't it Jamie Lannister's uncle?
Kevin Lannister?
I'll accept that answer.
No. That's what I wrote down. I wrote, it's not Kevin Lannister, but it's some random distant Lannister. I don't remember what the name is, but Kevin specifically is not the Warden of the West.
Kevin is close to Davin.
Yeah,
the correct answer.
That's what I was
Davin
saying.
Lannister?
Or Davin, or however the fuck you say his name.
Because Kevin got accidentally murdered.
Accidentally?
The wrong kid died.
Yeah, Varys killed him.
I've never heard of that one before.
You ever watched Walk Hard?
Wait, is Blair the only one who
ever watched Walk Hard?
So Blair and Ryan, the only ones who even have
Ryan Dad.
Blair. Negative 10 points, Blair.
Walk Hard's a great movie, although it is a little too long.
Now lies.
Did anyone else? Did anyone else have a Lannister as the Warden of the West?
Those 10 points go to Hook for knowing the words.
You had a Lannister?
Yes, I did. I remember Jamie.
Right, everyone who wrote a Lannister is getting a point.
And I get my 10 points.
Yeah, okay.
Who was the last Storm King?
Hot Pocket. Pocket.
It's like Doran Nell or Doran Den or something like that. And their colors, sigil, and words were kept by Aegon's bastard brother who married the daughter of the last Storm King.
That's... Give me the first name, anything close, I'll give you the points.
Ricky, if you want something
more. He says Doran Nell, is that right?
Doran Den or Doran Nell or something like that.
Yeah, but what's his first name?
Fuck if I know.
Ricky,
then fuck if you get any points.
No. What is the name?
Let me be more specific, what is it, Ricky. Robert Baratheon's great unrelated grandfather.
Oh, but he is related.
Argiliac Durandon.
Yep.
Yes. Good. He's got to get a point for Durandon. He wrote Durandon.
No points. He didn't get first name.
You're too smart for this. I mean, you're already ahead. You literally can't lose at this point, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, man, I've already won both of the lightning rounds.
I feel like when Blair randomly asks questions, that's unrelated.
And I got Ricky's lightning round question.
Yeah. Return stole Blair's 10 points.
He stole Blair.
I don't have 10 points.
Yeah, he's got like 6.
Plus he got those negative.
That puts Blair
points
in the hole.
So he's at negative 4.
Darren, you're moving up.
All right, guys, Final Jeopardy. What do you got on the ledger?
All of it.
Everything.
Everybody's betting it all?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need a single answer from everybody on this one. At the end of ADWD, who is the Castilian of Harren High?
Harrenhal.
Littlefinger.
And it's Peter Baelish, right?
No, he owns it. He's not the Castellan. The Castellan works for the Lord.
We should have defined Castellan.
Today I learned.
I just said Bronn.
He's not even in the books.
Bomb. Yes, he is in the books.
Braun? Yeah. Oh, I guess Braun's in the books. Who am I thinking is not?
Can you disqualify Vig?
I don't know if I'm starting to question whether I've read the books. What'd you say, Darren?
Gargamel?
What was the name of Gargamel's dog?
Azrael. Because remember, Braun married the kind of slur chick from the dairy.
Did you see the
drama episode?
Well, he had to kill her sister so they could inherit.
Yeah, so they inherited.
I don't think so.
And then he was like, I'm after those Wonderberries.
Because Littlefinger was in the Fingers.
Oh, he was in, not anymore. He was in the
Well, they moved him
the
back
reach.
There.
Ryan, what's your answer?
All right, let's cook a steak, homeboy. Well, he's the Littlefinger servant.
Yeah, which is technically true, but I have no idea what his name is.
Onifer Hasty. Yeah,
that's what I said, Bond.
What said Bond?
He said Bond.
Oh, yeah. No, I said Bond.
Oh, Blair is out. He
thus concluding
miscalculated. Hook actually beat Blair.
Actually, wow.
Well, I'm saying Blair said he would beat all of us.
What a hard confidence.
He didn't know Ryan. He didn't know Ryan. So he didn't. I never said he would beat Ryan because he didn't know him. But he did say he would beat me, Hook, and Darren. He did beat Darren, I guess.
Well,
I guess he got me by a point at the end.
Technically.
Because I literally didn't have an answer for him.
Rocky, run.
Well, boys, are you guys prepared for last season? What are your thoughts?
As everyone can see, we really need to rewatch and recap at least the show.
But it's starting here in April, doesn't it?
April. It starts a week from tomorrow.
Well, dang.
So yeah, we got
a 2-year break from the show, right? Correct. They didn't have it last year.
A year and a half ish. Yeah. Gotcha. They started filming late because they wanted to film in winter, like legit winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
what's everybody's thoughts on what's going to happen?
I'll tell you, if
Tormund doesn't bang Brienne of Tarth,
I will get behind that. If Tormund doesn't bang Brienne, then what's the point of the final season?
Think of like how mighty their children will be.
I just saw the episode of my rewatch where he sees her for the first time.
The look.
It's love at first sight. Yeah.
Did you know that he also does a hotel commercial?
Yeah, he does.
I saw him when we were at a random like Days Inn. He was like there with his suit and tie and that weird kind of look he was giving Brienne.
He was actually there? You saw him in person?
On a cardboard cutout. And I believe he'd be like there in.
He was also in The Fate of the Furious.
I didn't watch that. Is that
like the Fast and Furious?
The newest one. Is it like the Fast
and Furious? Well, the Fast and Furious, how does that?
It's nothing actually. It's part of the series, but it's actually nothing like
that. Why do those movies make so much money?
Action movies make money. Cartoons make money.
I guess.
Well, he worked himself into shape.
I definitely wanted to
have product knee pain too.
Like I said, another episode really before the season starts. We actually go through the synopsis of the last season and where people are and do our predictions and stuff. We have to figure out a day of the week that the most of us can do it.
I'm laid off at the moment. All
right, Darren's in.
I heard about Janicki having some cuts.
It's getting a little slow there.
I didn't hear. That sucks.
I'm not tempting it up about it.
Mike's never upset when he's laid off from Fishers. He's never upset.
See you online at like 2:00 in the afternoon. I'm like, what the fuck is Darren doing?
We're not gonna have the same people on every episode, I'm sure of that for now. But
except
hopefully
for Darren.
Me and Darren will be there.
Who officially won trivia?
The game.
Ryan.
But I think
everybody that showed up got 5 points for showing up. Oh, wow. So if somebody was within 5 points of Ryan, they could steal this.
I mean, Hook was.
Woo! Well done, sir.
Blair was exactly 5 shy of Ryan.
Tie. Tiebreaker. What's a tiebreaker?
Was I ahead of Blair?
I should have given you a heads up you could drive down
here.
I didn't know.
Do I get some kind of a belt or something?
Mister. No.
You don't even get a pat on the back.
You
get to go fire the grill up, Hook.
terrible.
You can take a shot of any bottle you find in this house.
Wow, congratulations.
So wait, who's the loser?
Let's take a shot of Triple Thick.
I don't taste bad in it, so I'm pulling
it. With how many random points you give Darren,
I'll
be the loser.
It's like 12%.
I gave you a couple.
Yeah, sure. But so we'll wrap this one up. There'll be another episode. The next episode will be us going over the season, the past before the preseason. And then everyone after that will be a reaction to an episode. And we'll get as many people on as we can. Maybe find a female voice to be on. Hook, does Liz watch the show?
I might identify as one next episode.
So we got to try to do that in the next few days if we can. I haven't even finished watching season, so if we can do it by like Wednesday or Thursday, so we can have it out before the season actually starts. And if Ricky can be there, we'll basically just tell Ricky the story of Game of Thrones.
Larry, have you ever been in a freak machete fight?
I don't think so. Look, I feel like you and Blair just need your own podcast.
Have you guys ever?
You guys just talk about random things that pop up.
Fight.
Like, what made you think of a machete just now?
Because we were talking about Walk Hard.
Oh, wow.
Wrong kid died.
Wrong kid died.
All right, Ryan, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this one up. I'll
the American flag.
Be texting everybody again in the show. Chaos is a ladder.
Darren.
I saw that.
Chaos is a ladder. Look us up. iTunes.
Chaos is a ladder. It's going for churros.
Wait, there's a commercial for
misspelled
this
it.
Chocolate is a ladder.
Chocolate is a ladder.
The commercial is for the Fairweather Friends podcast. Because none of you guys listen to us.
I listen commercial? To
you. Bullshit. I download you every week automatically.
Ricky, time out. I made it deep enough into the Welton cast that I found out Beg hated me.
Love it. Is that what I said?
Well, then he was very drunk and he goes, I don't think Hook's gonna make it this far on the podcast.
I probably did so right at the end. That sounds like me.
I was hurt. I cried a little bit.
Was that? Did I have your back? A little
bit. What?
Did I have your back?
Yeah, I think you were. Like,
I try to have your back at all times.
We were all drunk. So that podcast, we got lunch. I had a few beers at lunch. Corey had a few beers at lunch. Ricky was not able to.
But I then, found it a Four Loko before I got there.
But then,
I tattled a bag to Elizabeth.
Just to participate.
Like, oh, my God. He wouldn't say that. Oh, like,
of course
he
would.
He did.
Oh, man. Darren.
And then we got beers and we went back to Ricky's house.
In your bank.
Well, that's when you guys came out to the comedy club thing.
Yeah, that was the night we went there after. So we met you guys out there for comedy. All right, so we're
wait, this one up. Is Ryan still on?
Yeah.
Are you Ryan Dibbish that always posts the news about the Mariners?
No, I don't post anything anywhere.
You're not a Mariners beat writer?
Damn it, I thought you were. That's the only reason we got you on. We thought you had reach.
Oh, all right, I guess I'll go then.
Wait, are you going to come to the Mariners game with us?
Oh, yeah, 16th.
Yeah, if it's the 16th, I don't see why not. I don't have to work late that day that I know of, so.
We haven't bought tickets yet, so
we're just going to get bleacher seats.
Bleacher seats and then hang out in the left field bar, right?
I figure we'll walk around. His fiance's never been there, so I figure we'll walk around a few different areas.
Foul. And it's, why are they not fouling?
$15 tickets for the bleachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like doing that. Yeah, there's the left field bar above Edgar's Cantina that's got its own bar right there.
Yeah, it's like the Super Savers game or whatever.
Chuck is going to be super happy.
Oh, no, you're not even on mic. All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up.
When you find yourself in bed with an ugly woman, best close your eyes, get it over with. Cut her throat, be done with it.